Well, God bless you, and thank you so much, Bob and Jeannie, for the invitation to share God's word in my heart tonight. I'm very honored to be a part of this fellowship tonight. I love that song that we heard earlier, Scott Powell's song, I Need You. It is so endearing to me. Some of the lyrics are, God has called us to a family. That is the arrangement that he desires to flourish. And so what his love can do between me and you is the best thing around. So it's important that we pursue after that love with one another, because we truly are members of one body. That is a spiritual and practical reality. I'm a part of you and you're a part of me. And I think that we can see the beauty of that arrangement from God's word and pursue after it with great enthusiasm and great delight. I mean, we know from Romans, we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members of one another. That's Romans 12:5. I think it's important to really pay attention to these verses, that God has arranged something so beautiful and so intimate that we are connected to one another in a very unique and meaningful and beautiful way. So how do we just enjoy the greatness and the depth of that? It says in 1 Corinthians 12:25, this is God's desire, that there be no schism in the body, none, but that the members should have the same care for one another, that we care for one another equally. And in order to do that effectively, there's no room for judgment. There's no room for man's opinions to override God's truth. Those types of activities or mindsets are surely a waste of our time, because we have the potential to express so much love to one another in so many ways. And why wouldn't we? I was looking at Hebrews 10, and I'd like for you to go there, please. And I want to just briefly describe the context of Hebrews 10. You can surely go back and take a look at it. But it's talking about the offerings and the sacrifices from sin under the law. And, of course, we know that they could never really fulfill the complete deliverance from the effects of sin. And so they were a shadow of things that were to come, and that which was to come was Christ. And of course, he has come. He was the ultimate sacrifice. We were made holy by his offering of himself. We were not made holy through our own efforts or our own goodness or our own anything. It's all him and his beautiful, loving sacrifice. And because of Jesus Christ, we have entrance into the presence of God and into a new way of life. And that includes this beautiful arrangement that we are in together. It's not something that can be, has been, there's no way that it can be duplicated in this world. I mean, we look around at the incredibly extreme schism in the world. We witness it, and we can see the pain of it, and we can see the devastation of it in people's lives. And that in and of itself stirs us up to reach out and to heal the brokenhearted, People are walking wounded in so many ways. But because of what we've been given, we have literally been given entrance into the presence of God. We have a brand new way of life. We have a new life within us. And so if you take a look at Hebrews 10, just briefly, I'll just go over. I'm going to cover one particular verse, but in verse 22, he tells us to draw near with a true and steadfast heart and confidence of faith. And in verse 23, to persist in the confession of our hope without wavering. And verse 24, to consider one another. Verse 24, we're going to talk about that for a few minutes. I find it interesting that within the context of the chapter about the offerings and sacrifices that could never satisfy the need until Christ, then he gives us these beautiful gems. He just drops them right there in our midst. And it's concerning the beauty of the one body and that we are members in particular. So Hebrews 10:24 is going to be where we land for a few minutes here. And I've got a few versions I'd like to read it to you in. The King James reads, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." The Passion Translation says, "Discover creative ways to encourage others and to motivate them towards acts of compassion, doing beautiful works as expressions of love." We're to look on one another with the excitement of love. And I also love Jan Majera's translation. It says, "And we should gaze on one another with an encouragement to love and good works." So we read what we are to do and what we are to pursue here. So the question is, how do we do that in a practical way, in a fulfilling and effective way? And really, I just simply looked at a few of the key words in that verse, and I'd like to share with you what I saw, the heart of it, because if we're going to consider one another to provoke each other unto love and good works, then that consideration has to be more than a glance or just a passing thought. To consider someone, we need to gaze on one another, to observe fully, to the end that we discover things, consider attentively, or fix our eyes or minds upon one another. So as we move toward one another and God stirs in our hearts this great action of love, then just consider deeply. When I pray for people and love to think about people, I think about the goodness of God in their lives. I think about the blessings of God upon their lives. I think about the potential blessings that are just poised to overflow into their lives because God is good and God is faithful. So we consider, we watch, we look closely. And so we consider one another to provoke. That's a really interesting word. You know, if you look at the background of that word, it actually means to excite desire or to stir up, to stimulate, to encourage. So if I'm going to provoke you, it's not going to be in a way that's going to cause a negative result. I want to provoke or to encourage you, that my actions towards you can actually influence the actions that you take in your thoughts or your words or your actions. And I want to be that. I want to be that person. I am that person because I really have a great commitment to love. So we provoke one another to love. And so the question, what is love? You know, it can be defined or perceived in many different ways, but here are some of the qualities of that love. Is there's an affection, a goodwill. There's a benevolence. there's a love going forth from your soul and taking up its abode in another soul. That's what we, those are the kind of deposits that we want to make in one another. That I could impart something to you, that you could impart something to another, that what you give them is deposited in their very soul, and it can abide there and produce fruit. This love is an embracing love. It's not a fleeting love that it has no value. It's enkindled by Holy Spirit within us. That's powerful and effective. It's a love that embraces truth and it influences others. We are influencers, and we are powerful influencers. So we influence one another, we provoke one another to love and to good works. And those things that we inspire and encourage one another, they are good. They're excellent in nature and characteristics. I want to inspire something in you that is genuine and precious, that's noble, and that it's beautiful by reason of purity and heart in life. Something that will affect your mind agreeably, something that will be comforting and confirming. This is, it's like a gift. See what I mean? That he's placed a gem in our midst, in our very lives, and he's encouraged us. We are influencers, and we can choose to be good, powerful, beautiful influencers. We can choose to be bad, terrible, harmful influencers, which we do not, because we have a beautiful life within us that is the life of Christ, and it's the reflection of his life. So we seek to influence. Be aware that one way or another, we are influencers. So let's intentionally and lovingly influence one another to love and to do good in thought, word, and deed. Let's intentionally dream it, consider it, plan it, reach out. Don't hesitate. I know we're somewhat seemingly restricted in our ability to assemble because we are not to forsake that. But in this brief interim, I can reach out to you in prayer, by phone, by text, by social media. There are ways. So I'm just going to read this one more time. We should gaze on one another with an encouragement to love and to good works. So I really encourage you, invite you, make it exciting. Tonight, think of someone that you can reach out, encourage, consider them deeply, consider the beautiful things about their lives, consider the value, what is the worth of a soul, and then allow God, allow Holy Spirit within you to inspire you to reach out in a way, in a timing that will be absolutely spectacular, and it will bear fruit, and it will be a blessing. So what a wonderful life that we have to live, and very, very thankful to share these moments with you and these words to encourage you, and just know that I love you very much. Thank you.
You want to close in prayer, please, Trish?
Absolutely. Father, we really are so astonished at your love and your goodness. We just take your beautiful word of truth to heart, and we take it deeply to heart, and thank you that we have that implanted word, and the nature of things that are planted is that they grow. And you have done a beautiful work in us, Father, and we praise you endlessly. We are grateful for eternity, because how could we ever adequately do it in this life? And we love and appreciate that you have put us in a body together, that we are beautifully connected, and that we can have a life-giving, healing, encouraging, comforting effect on one another every time we open our mouths, every time we reach out to one another. We love you, Father, with our full heart, soul, mind, and strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.